And now, the Taking Notes Podcast theme song. It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. It's not really much of a song yet.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 177 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And Julian, what did we talk about today on Taking Notes? Something a little bit non-techy, eh?
Yeah, we talked to Warren Ellsmore, who, not that he's not a techie guy, but Warren wrote a book about Lego, and it's in the final stages of publishing right now. It's going to come out on May 6th, and it largely deals with kind of architecture. So he talks about building buildings and some larger structures with Lego, although there are some instructions for some smaller creations that are maybe 30 or 40 bricks. But it's just a beautiful book. Warren was able to share a little bit of the book and how it looked and how it's laid out with us before the podcast. And it is just a really, really nice looking book. It has some nice pictures of some very large creations that people have made, you know, tall buildings, and all the way down to just some nice little details and cities. And it's just a neat book. And Warren is going to tell you all about it during the podcast, so I don't want to give any spoilers here. But yeah, the book, you can pre-order it now. It's going to come out on May 6th. It's going to be in bookstores. And we're going to talk all about Lego book.
Yeah, I love the book too. I was highly impressed with the format of the book and the pictures, and just it's beautiful. And if we've rambled on here in the prologue to the podcast, it's because the book totally blows us away. So let's have a listen to Warren and Julian and I talk about Brick City.
Today on the podcast, we have Warren Ellsmore. And Warren, you are not new to the podcast because we've had you on the podcast before. I don't remember how long ago that was, but welcome back. And if you would like to give the listeners a brief who is Warren, so that anyone who's not familiar with your name can get to know you real quick, then please do that for us.
I will do. Thank you. I can't remember when it was last I was here either, but it's good to be back. So my name is Warren Ellsmore. I am from the UK, as you can probably hear. And the last time I was here, we were talking UK Lotus User Group, which I organize, or Lotus Traveler, because I've been an IBM sort of Lotus in that world consulting for a long, long time. The reason I'm here today is to talk about my latest book, which is Brick City, which is a book not about IBM or Lotus at all. It's all about Lego.
So when did this book kind of come to life? I mean, how long have you been working on this?
So I've been into Lego for a long time, and I've been doing, you know, people that follow my blog or on Twitter would see big Lego things I've built. And I was contacted by a publisher back in, I think, April of last year. So April 2012, and they'd seen the St. Pancras model that I've made, which is a, for anyone that hasn't seen it, is a model of a train station in London. It is about 12 foot long and 6 foot wide. It's about 4 or 5 foot high up to the top of the steeple. So it's a big model, and the publishers had seen that and went, well, that looks really cool. We put books together. We would love to put a book together of models like that. What do you think? So that was all the way back in, so March, April last year. And since then, it basically went all the way through up until round about Christmas, New Year's, just gone, when we finally got the book out the door. And it will hit the shelves on the 6th of May this year. So it's not far off now.
Warren, the book is called Brick City, right? And what exactly are readers going to find in this book? I believe it's, what, 200 to 300 pages long, right?
Yeah, it's 256 pages long.
Yes, and I wanted to compliment you on the fact that it's exactly 256 pages long. That's a number that's very dear and near and dear to me.
See, I know that so well because of the hours I spent looking at a spreadsheet going, how am I going to fill 256 pages? So it's a book, yeah, it's called Brick City, and it is a book of sort of architectural icons remade in Lego. So the station I was talking about is in there, and the London Olympics, Macy's, and Chicago Tribune Tower, Stockholm Coliseum, Trevi Fountain, all sorts of different things. About half of which are just nice pictures to look at. The other half of which are actual models with full sets of instructions that you can go and build with bricks you've got at home, or you know, or get the bricks online, and there's instructions, sort of information in the book on best places to buy bricks and things like that. So it's kind of 50-50 between instructions and a coffee table book to look at. But yeah, 256 pages and I think 110 cities, something like that.
So the pictures, there are some really beautiful pictures of some of the larger models in the book. Did you take those pictures yourself, or did you have your own roving photographer that followed you around and snapped those for you?
No, so I didn't photograph any of these myself. When you look through the book, you'll see that a lot of the models are mine, and some of them are models that already existed, which are kind of the best ones out there I already knew about. For all the ones that were mine, they were shot here in Edinburgh, where I live, with a local photographer. So for every model that I built, I had to get it built and then get it down to the photographer studio and work with him to get it set up in the studio, get it looking right. And he spent, I think it's probably a good 3 or 4 weeks worth of photography in the end, sort of rolling through and getting everything shot.
Warren, every single box of Lego contains a label on the front that says, you know, ages 5 to 15, ages 10 to 20, etc. What age group is the book targeted at?
Interesting question. It's when we went through it with the publishers, it was kind of cool dads. That's where we were kind of thinking. But I think really 5 upwards, you know, there are some easy models to make out of not very many pieces. There are some, you know, some would say ridiculously complicated models to make out of thousands of pieces. So it's anything in between, really. I'm hoping that everybody will see something in it. They'll be able to read through and go, you know, I could build that one. So I'm hoping everybody will be able to do that.
How did you go, you know, as say from a child or young adult, whatever age you started out with Lego, how did you like make that jump to like things that are 12 feet long? I mean, did you, you know, okay, I'm going to build something that's 2 feet long and then 3 feet long and 4 feet wide. I mean, how did that happen?
So I've been building Lego models for a long time as an adult. Probably 5 or 6 years I've been doing things commercially and building big projects. The reason St. Pancras came about is partly because it's a really beautiful building. And I actually used to travel on the train into London every so often into that station. And partly because this was built in 2010, which is the run-up to the London Olympics. And during the Olympics, there was a special high-speed train service going from St. Pancras to the Olympic site. So what I wanted to do was prove to the Olympic authorities that we could actually do a really big Lego Olympics model, not just myself, a whole bunch of people in the UK, and prove to them that it was possible. So I thought a good place to start would be the station. And never really intended it for it to get that large, but it just kind of added on and added on.
Well, and you also did that giant mosaic project too, right?
I did. I was for, I think, about 4 months, the proud holder of a Guinness World Record for the largest Lego picture in the world at 135 square meters, I think. I have no idea what that is in square foot, I'm afraid.
It's big.
It's big, yeah.
We'll put that in the show notes.
So, Warren, didn't you also build the model of the Olympic Village, you and Kitty, I believe?
So yeah, although we didn't get to do the big thousands of square foot model that we wanted to do, I was contacted by the Lego company and the Danish Tourist Board, and they wanted to have put something into the Danish hospitality house during the Olympics. So it wasn't something I was aware even happened, but apparently each country tends to create a whole little, you know, little zone of their country. And as part of the Denmark zone, they obviously wanted something Lego. So I built, with Kitty's help and one or two other people that sort of helped me get it finished on time, a big model of the entire Olympic Park down at a really small scale. So the Olympic Stadium itself was about 18 inches long by 12 inches, something like that, which meant we could fit the whole park in, and it looked fantastic and got loads and loads of press. But it did mean we had to cram in something like 180,000 bricks into 3 weeks of build, which was pretty hectic.
Did you say 18 inches by 12 inches or 18 feet?
18 inches by 12 inches.
Okay.
It's small. Small but perfectly formed.
Speaking of that, for those listeners, for those people who don't know who Kitty is, who is Kitty?
Kitty is my wonderful wife, who is actually quite a big Lego fan as well as myself. So she does help out with, she's helped out with some of the models in the book. She's helped build a lot of the bigger models, especially when there's an enormous amount of work to do in a very short space of time, which in that case there was.
So you have a studio that you build all this in now, right? You don't do it from your home. You like have a place where like an artist would go paint in a studio. You have your own Lego studio, right?
I do, yeah. The Olympics was the last project we did at home, and it was, you know, really not going to be feasible to carry on. It was just way too big, too much space. So I have a studio. It's a couple of miles from home, so I try and actually walk there and get fit on the way. But it's actually the photographer that did a lot of the work on the first book. Whilst we were chatting to each other about doing the photography and stuff, he said, I've just got way too much space here. I don't need it. I should really sublet it to somebody. So I thought, funnily enough, I know somebody that might help, might be able to take up that space. So it's not dissimilar to an artist studio, but all around the walls I have stacks and stacks of shelving units, and the shelving units are all filled with Legos.
Now, for kind of your full-time job, at the time that you started on this book, I think you were sort of shifting into doing Lego more full-time. And I was just kind of curious, is this something you can make a living on?
I very much hope so. I was full-time up until about 18 months or so ago, and then I dropped down to about 80% of time because I had not just the Lego, but UK Lug and various other shows going on that I organise. But towards the end of last year, there was just so much stuff going on that I decided I really had to make a decision about what I was going to try and concentrate all my time on, and quit the day job. And yeah, hopefully I shall carry on making a living out of it.
And for this book, you know, this is not just kind of Warren writing a book. There's people that you had to work with to get this done. What was that whole process like? I mean, there were a few times before we started the podcast when you mentioned that we did this and we did that and we are looking at publishers and things like that. How does that work?
So the process with this book is it's called co-publishing. So there's a company in London who actually I work with, and we put the book together. And then that company take it to various local publishers. So in the US, for instance, the US is Barron's, and in the UK it's Mitchell Beazley, and in Australia it is Allen and Unwin. So it basically means that we can actually put a book out in local languages or local editions, you know, much more rapidly than we would do otherwise. So as well as myself, there's the photographer, the other builders on it, but then there was an art director, an editor and publisher, graphic designer. There's a layup team. So there's probably about six or seven people working on it from the co-publishers. And then once we have in the last couple of months started taking it to the local markets as well. We've got publicists and buyers and all sorts of different things. So I've met a whole lot of people in the last few months, and it's been a whole new world to me, not having done any of this before. But it's been really interesting.
Warren, what kind of software do you use to design this stuff? I mean, obviously you just don't start putting bricks together. You have to plan and architect many of the structures, right?
Yeah. I mean, some things I will sit there with bricks and just, you know, at the top of my head, try and build something. But certainly all the things that are in the book or anything I produce that has instructions, I tend to do digitally first because I need to have a digital model to produce instructions from. So I use a piece of software called LDraw, or rather it's a sort of LDraw series of tools, which is a community-built open source CAD program, effectively, for Lego. So every brick that has ever existed pretty much is in there, and I can use those and I can put things together in the computer and spin them around, see how they work, recolor them, change them about, and do all that sort of stuff until I get it to a point where I think it looks good. And then what I'll probably do at that point is get the bricks out and build it for real life, just to check that it actually works, it doesn't fall apart when you put it together, because the CAD program doesn't have any physics in it. So the bricks might look great, but they may not actually be connected at all. So yeah, I've spent an awful lot of time on that, and an awful lot of sort of sweat and tears and new hardware and stuff like that. Because yeah, if you think installing connections is, you know, or something like that is heavy on resources, try doing 3D CAD.
You mean you have to write like XML shell scripts and things like that?
I have had to go in and manually edit a few of the files, yeah, because they are XML-like files.
So. I hear a SmackDown. I mean, a SmackDown competition at a conference coming on. Speaking of conferences, Warren, you're doing something unique. At least to me, it's unique, and I think to many others, it's kind of unique. Where people, companies, or individuals, or organizations can hire you to do certain things with Legos, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a big part of my business. So everybody's been to a trade show, right? And you go to a trade show and look on the trade floor, and I don't want to be nasty, but it's all a little bit samey a lot of the time. You know, there's people talking about software and they're all, you know, or products or whatever, and they're all great solutions, but you need something a bit extra to drag people onto your stand. So one of the things that I can do is I'll go to, you know, I'll be part of your trade show team, be on the stand, and I can do little customized Lego giveaways or Lego minifigs with printed logos on, things like that. Well, and as well, I can actually stand on the stand and build things on the stand whilst the show is going on. So I've done this a few times in the last couple of months, and it's just something a bit different that attracts people to stand, gets them talking, gets people to stay there. And the beauty of Lego is I can build anything you like. So I can sit there and I can build a company logo, or I can build a picture of this or a picture of that. And it's, yeah, it seems to be picking up pretty well.
Everybody loves Lego. I mean, Julian, did you have Legos when you were a kid?
I still do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody's got a connection to it of some sort. And if they don't, I will very happily introduce them.
All right, so the book is going to be on bookshelves very soon. I know that you can pre-order it from Amazon, and I think that, Warren, isn't there some kind of, I guess, release day, not really event, but isn't the book being pitched in a couple of bookstores kind of heavily on when it gets released?
Yes. So, yeah, it's out on the 6th of May, which is... it's actually a public holiday over here. I don't know if it is in the US, but I believe it's the same date in the US. Available in all good bookstores, but I know it is certainly in Barnes & Noble and certainly in Waterstones in the UK. And yeah, we're trying to have a little bit of a sort of press event around it in the UK. So there will be a launch I'm going to take some pancreas and we're going to put it into a bookstore, which should be fun. And I should be there signing books and things like that.
Are you going to tell the bookstore ahead of time, or are you just going to show up with it?
you don't want to see the email chain we've had backwards and forwards. Trying to get a 12-foot, 6-foot model into the center of a bookstore. It's going to be fun.
I was going to say, Warren, I just checked my calendar, and May 6th in the United States is Brick City Book Launch Date Holiday.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, it's as I say, available in all good bookstores, and pretty much about halfway around the world so far, I think. So you should certainly be able to get hold of it, or if not, you can get a copy from myself, and I will be able to. If you come to somewhere I'm going to be, or I'm coming to you, I can supply you with one signed for free. How about that?
Ooh, yeah, I want one of those. So, Warren, for those people who don't know where to find out information about you, like some of us do, where would people go to, say, learn more about the stuff you do for trade shows, you know, customized Lego stuff, and all things Warren Elsmore?
Pretty simple. It's www.warrenelsmore.com, which is WARRENELSMORE. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Warren Elsmore on Twitter. And I'm on Facebook and Flickr and various other things. My name is thankfully fairly unique, so you can normally search me and find it. And if you want details on Brick City specifically, you can go to warrenelsmore.com/BrickCity and you can pre-order it from there via Amazon.
Okay, anything else, Julian or Warren, for episode 177?
No, I mean, in the show notes, we're going to have links to Warren's website so that you can get more information about the book, more information about Warren the man, or Warren the person you want to hire to build things for you. And other than that, you know, I've had the book on pre-order from Amazon for a couple of months now, and I am very much looking forward to getting it. And you know, the holiday part of that for me is it's the day after Cinco de Mayo. So a lot of times you're kind of moving slow that day anyway. I think it'll be nice to curl up with the book and just kind of read it when it comes out.
But just don't build any Lego sites on Cinco de Mayo, okay?
No, definitely not.
Lego sites, I meant Lego structures, sorry. All right. Warren, best of luck with Brick City launching on May 6th. And, you know, for those of you who have, you know, 5-year-old children or a 50-year-old guys like me, not that you'll have 50-year-old guys like me, this book is a must have for every person who either enjoyed Lego as a child or enjoys Lego today, as I'm sure many or most of your children do. So go out, pre-order a copy, go get a copy. If you're in London, right? Go visit that bookstore to see the model that Warren was talking about. And Warren, anything else you want to share with the listeners before we call it a wrap?
No, I think it's been really great to be back. It's been a long time since we've done this. We should do this more often, Bruce.
Yeah, you got it. All right. All right, well, that's a wrap for episode 177 of the Taking Notes podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back at you all real soon.